Blog Talk Radio.
Queens in the Morning. I'm your host, Stephanie Beard, a.k.a. Laker Girl, and I'm here with the Queen, Queens in the Morning, my sisters. Good morning to you. See who's here. Queen Real Delia.
Good morning. Welcome to another exciting episode of Trivia Thursday. My favorite day of the week.
I know, right? I'm not on Facebook Live right now, and I'm not sure if I'm going to get on today. The wind is blowing like crazy here, so I'm not even sure if the weather will even allow me to get on Facebook Live. Good morning to you, Georgia Brown, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar.
Good morning. Wind.
Yes, windy up here, too. I mean, it's windy down here. You guys are north of me, but, yeah, it just popped up all of a sudden. It wasn't windy last night, but all of a sudden this morning, the wind, I'm looking out the window, I'm like, is that wind? And the trees are swaying back, and, you know, here, of course, in California, you know, you have those big palm trees, and they're swaying back and like crazy. Good morning to you, Zoila.
Good morning, Queen Laker Girl.
Good
and
morning.
Queen Real Delia, yeah. And Brown Sugar.
Good morning to you, Zoila.
Good here. The sun's out and no wind, but it's a little chilly.
Up where here are you at? Oh, you're in Fresno?
I'm in Fresno.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I was driving up to the Bay this past weekend, I thought about you as I passed through Fresno. I said, oh, Zoila's over here.
Yeah, you can
call
me.
Yeah, but I was just passing through. I should have hit up. I didn't think I forgot, Delia, you up in the Bay, but I had plans the whole weekend, so I wasn't going to be able to do too much of nothing like that. Okay, so of course our three-play artist is going to be no other than Prince. The purple one, and Delia, I know you were on. I think you were a little busy last, but you came on the show on Tuesday. But I didn't get your request. But I'm thinking I know what it would be already. Would it be Lady Cab Driver?
Well, I do like Lady Cab Driver, but even more than Lady Cab Driver, I love When Doves Cry.
Okay, well, good. We'll get When Doves Cry on. I will try to get on Facebook Live after the three-play because I just don't feel like going through the disclaimer with them and muting and all this crappy stuff today. But I will be back on
that
live.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, because they just be doing too much trying to mute folks. So let me see. Let me get into my iTunes here. Open up the
especially
chat room on Blog. Say that again, Gap.
I said, especially with Prince playing, that's just like a crime. How
right. Them. Yeah. So it is what it is. I know Warner Brothers, they real sticklers, especially when it comes to Prince. So let's get it. Our three-play artist again today is when it's Prince, of course, the purple one, and When Doves Cry.
Mm-hmm.
My Bluetooth keeps tripping.
Just like
When Doves Cry, that was released on the B side. Oh, no, not the B side. But it was released on May 16, 1984. Adelia, you did say something. Go ahead and mention that fact. It was trending on social media all week long about what you just texted. Go ahead and give that information. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah. Clarence Williams III, who played Prince on Purple Rain, also was star on Mod Squad back in the 60s. He passed away last week on the 4th.
And, yeah.
You know, I don't watch, like, regular TV, so I don't know. But I was just saying to somebody that they don't cover all of our stars and stuff when they pass away the same way that they do the white stars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'd be white stars that nobody barely even knew about, but they make a big deal when they die. But, like, you think Clarence Williams III, they would have made a big deal when he passed away because he was an actor for a long time and a lot of things.
I remember him in Mod Squad. That's where I remember him most. Of course, I remember him playing Prince Father in Purple Rain.
Mm-hmm.
And also the last movie, what was that movie he was in? He was in a wheelchair? He was a evil man in this last movie. I can't think of the name of the title of the movie. But great actor, rest in peace, because he played Prince Father in Purple Rain on my social media, because I'm a part of so many Prince groups. It was just trending like crazy. But like you said, nationally, he wasn't recognized. Like you said, these Caucasians stars are. I mean, because you get a pop-up on notifications and stuff when they pass away.
Right.
The music video was directed by Prince. It premiered on MTV in June 1984. It opens with white doves emerging from double doors to reveal Prince in a bathtub, then shows him performing the song in various scenes. The video sparked controversy among network executives who thought that its sexual nature was too explicit for television. But you know Prince, he gonna push it, and he did, and he got what he wanted. And it's a great video. I love that video. So that was Doves Cry.
I wanted to add one thing.
Go ahead.
I wanted to add that the record, the 45 version of the record, was purple, and the B-side to it was 17 Days.
Right. That's correct. 17 Days on both sides. Yeah.
Wow.
I appreciate that fact. Yep. 17 Days was the B-side on that song. All right, so we're going to get into, of course, I wanted to, who's texting me? Okay. Sure, no problem. Let's see. Let me get in.
Looks like maybe the scary person or bad guy that you were talking about, that Clarence Williams III portrayed, was that Omet?
I believe it. What was the name of it? Say it again.
Omet.
Omet?
Yeah,
that don't sound familiar. How do you spell that?
Oh, okay. O-M-E-T. It just came up. I'll try and find it again.
He also played a scary character in Tales from the Hood. He played the devil.
That might have been where I've seen it at. Tales in the Hood.
Okay.
He was on that. But I could have swore he played this other movie. Maybe it wasn't him, but I could have swore it was him. I can't think of it. It's gonna come to me. Or it should be in his wiki.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't him, and I got him.
Because I got Mystery Woman, Tales from the Hoodlum, Half Baked.
He was in Half Baked. Wow, I didn't know that.
Uh huh. Sugar Hill. Mystery Woman Redemption, Mystery Woman, a bunch of Mystery Woman movies.
Tales of the Hood, I think it was, but I thought he played this man in
Against
a mental hospital, and he had some powers.
Deep cover. Yeah, he got a lot of parts.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of parts. Well, they even had him. He even was in Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Wow. I wasn't a Star Trek fan, though. I watched it sometimes, only back in the day when I was a kid. But as an adult, I never got. I wasn't a fan of Star Trek at all. Okay.
I'm a techie.
Really, you're a techie? Okay. I mean.
Oh yeah. From the days of the crib, I was in my crib watching Star Trek.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
I remember when I was two.
We're going to get into the second track, which is one of my favorites in high school. I used to play the shit out of this song. I mean, I rolled in my VW rolling in Lady Cab Driver. That I love this song.
Yes, Queen, play it.
That's one. That's
Lady Cab Driver, one of my favorites. I remember, junior high school, middle school, high school, freshman, I don't know, what year was this released? But I played the heck out of it, loved it when it first hit the airwaves, 1982, because it's on the 1999 Prince album. And I loved everything about it. That's why you said put the NSP, because I love the lyrics in it. And you hear Jill Jones in the back, like her and Prince are really out fucking and shit. So, I mean, I'm like, wow. That was just like one of the great, and it was a great, I love that you picked that as your theme song when you were doing the Real Delia show. Perfect. But, yeah, that's like one of the top songs that I love by Prince. Lady Cab Driver. Okay, so my Bluetooth. Oh, I wanted to read. Good morning, Gary Finney. He's in the chat room. Let me get back over there real quick. Yeah, Gary Finney, Gab is back. Okay, let me open you back up. Gary Finney, let's get real quick. He was commenting. I didn't see it until I was playing Lady Cab Driver. But he said Clarence Williams III played in Tales from the Hood, Mod Squad, 52 pickup, half baked, deep cover. I'm gonna get you, sucker. He also played in American Gangster. He was on the Cosby Show. He also said Miami Vice, Hill Street Blues, Law and Order, Fast Lane. Yeah, so he did. He did several things. Great. He's a great actor. He was a great actor.
Exactly.
He was a great all around actor. These people are a mess. Okay. So I'm getting text messages. So, all right, let's get back into this last song. All right. Gary, what would you like to hear by Prince? I didn't ask you what you like. It's all month. Prints all month long. Let's see, Lady Cab Driver. Let me go back in here. All right, so I'm going to play so many good stuff here. Oh, okay. He gave me one. That's a good one. All right, let's get it up.
Which chat room is Gary Finney in?
He's
is
in
he
a blog. I'm not on Facebook Live yet. I don't know if I'm going on Facebook Live today. He's on the Blog Talk Radio chat room.
Okay. I'll have to log in over there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, he's on that one. When he don't see us there, he goes straight to there. You know what? I hope it's on here. Let me look and see if it's on here, Gary, because I'm not finding it. Oh, wait, let me get out of my library. Top results, because I've downloaded everything, and for some reason. Okay, so I may have to go to YouTube for that one because I don't think iTunes have it. So let me go here. All right, you guys, bear with me here because I was sleeping so good. It was crazy. Like, okay. I ain't going to lie. I did not want to get up this morning. All right, so let's get it. So here, you know, the reason why I couldn't find it on iTunes because I think they have it as P Control. So it stands for Oofy Pay.
Mm-hmm.
So let me see. It's on the Gold Experience album. Let's see. Okay, but why am I not able to download? Weird. iTunes is doing some stuff with it, so I got to go to I'm gonna go to what's name and play it. Let's see. Here we go. Pussy Control by Prince. Hopefully. Wow. Is there an omen going on? Because when I pushed it, it logged out. Oh my god.
My goodness.
I don't know, Gary. They might not want Prince to. I mean, the things that they saying in the lyrics in the songs today. Shit. Prince ain't got nothing on these kids.
Right?
Let me see if this will work. Okay, here we go. This is Pussy Control by Prince.
Comenzará en breve, pero antes un mensaje de nuestros auspiciadores.
Pussy control. Pussy Control, P Control, Prince, that's off of the Gold Experience album. And the song actually was an anthem for female empowerment, if you listen to the lyrics. This, mm-hmm. according to the Fuser, which is a music blog. And it's also one of Prince's most impressive forays into hip-hop. And somebody keep... Okay, called in on this number. Oh, okay. All right. And so because, it, you know, with the gangster rap that was happening at the time, you know, calling women bitches and all that shit. So Prince came out with a female empowerment, want to empower females with this song. And at the time when women musicians were hired primarily as backup vocalists, he regularly had women playing instruments in his groups. His first touring band contained keyboardist Gail Chapman, later guitarist Wendy Melvoin, and keyboardist Lisa Coleman became both his most valued collaborators and most visible members of the Revolution. Around that same time, Prince helped make percussionist Sheila E. a solo star, and during his most fruitful recording years, his albums were engineered by Susan Rogers. So... that's another reason why I love me some Prince, because he did showcase a lot of women. And I love the variety of women that he did showcase, for sure. Candy, you know, and then when he did, before he left this world, he did Third Eye. He was, you know, touring with Third Eye Blind. So, and they were some bad girls. They could play. But, again, Revolution, Wendy, and Lisa, those are my girls.
Cat,
right
guys. And
yeah,
Rhonda.
I love Cat. Oh, yeah, Cat, definitely. You know,
yeah.
He, the twins. I mean, Prince didn't discriminate. My Tay. Yeah. He didn't discriminate, but, yeah, he was there for us. He was there for us.
Mm-hmm.
So that concludes our three artists play today, which is Prince for the entire month of June. It is his birthday month, so we're going to celebrate him for this entire month. Well, I celebrate him all the time, but, you know, this is how we're celebrating him now. All right, you guys, it's Trivia Thursday. Let me get back to the studio because I wasn't there. Rich Sister is here. Let me open up her mic. Good morning, Rich Sister. Let me open up your Queen Rich Sister. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Third Eye Blind. I did. Didn't I say Third Eye Blind is a rock band? You're right, Gary Finney. I don't know. I'm laying in the bed, Gary. So I'm in the bed today.
It's that time of day.
Yep. So
that's me all the time. I'll be like, I'm laying in the bed.
I'm in the bed today. I'm not on Facebook Live. We're doing this from the bed. I got everything set up. The trivia, got my laptop right here. So we are good. I'm getting text messages from people. Okay, so we are playing Trivia Thursday. And as you guys know, that next month is going to be huge. One is Gab's birthday. Two. Yeah, Potter is donating a gift card for you ladies or who wants to participate in Trivia Thursday. And when I was talking to Jay yesterday, I asked Jay to also donate for the month of August a gift card, and he agreed to do so. And I'm going to go down the line with Kings in the Morning and ask them all. I know it's going to be like pulling teeth from Reese. Because he don't know how to.
Please. He can't even pay his bills. When you, it's like, not his bills, but, you know, I'm talking about when, you know, you make a bet. You can't welch on a bet.
Pay his debt. You're right.
Thank you.
We're going to make sure we get his gift card in August. He going to pay for it. We're going to get his gift card in August. We're going to make sure he gets that when we go see him lose playing tennis. So we'll throw that in as well.
We go unleash Zoila on him. She's going to smack him around.
That's right. I'm going to beat the brakes off of you, Reese, if you're listening.
He knows it.
He's going down.
He's going to win. I really believe he's going to win, Zoila. I do.
I think he's going to win.
I thought maybe he just, you know, want to act like he think he's going to win. He just want to, you know, finally come out and meet everybody and really act as himself. He's really probably a nice dude. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
we'll see.
I'm hoping that's just his radio persona. But, you know, he's probably
both.
A nice guy.
So it's a both. He's a narcissist, as he proclaimed. So it's
oh,
both.
No, I'm not saying. I ain't saying he ain't no narcissist. No, I ain't giving him that much credit.
When he acts up, part of his narcissism. Yeah.
I'm going to humble Reese. That's all I can say.
Yeah, let's see if he can do that. I hope that she can. But, yes, we're going to go down the line with Kings in the Morning and ask them to donate gift cards to Queens in the Morning Trivia Thursday. So we got Potter and we got Jay. So so far. So we'll do that, and that's actually good. And actually, I want you ladies to hone up on your music skills, because next month it will be Name That Tune. It's a card game.
Uh-oh.
Name That Tune. And it's not, I don't know how easy it is, but I ordered the card set, and so
okay.
It'll be Name That Tune.
I'm ready.
Oh, I thought we were going to get to sing. I thought we were going to get to sing. And I was going to meow my butt through it. I was like, ooh, 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 they'll get to hear my voice. I get to break some phones.
Well, it's going to be Name That Tune. I'm sure part of it, I believe it's lyrics, and then it'll be parts of songs I will play. So
okay.
You can, and it'll be more of the instrumental than without lyrics. So, I got to hit Potter. Potter haven't hit me up yet. I wonder why. He better not be lying. All right, let's get this started, you guys. So we have, of course, the categories: movies, music, TV, sports, and pop culture. I believe we started with Gab was last week. Rich Sister, you're up next.
Can you start with someone else?
Yeah, you're in the store, my bad. Zoila, let's start with you this morning.
Alrighty. I think I will go with movies.
Okay, movies it is. What is the name of E.T.'s 10-year-old friend in E.T. the Extraterrestrial, Benji, Elliot, or Rudy? Benji, Elliot, or Rudy?
Wait. Okay, Elliot, right?
Yes, it was Elliot. Correct. Good job. Good job to start off. Let me get in here. Let me get my applause up here. I'm not even in it. And I got to get my womp-womp up. I got to put that one on the board. I got to put it in the studio. I have to put that one. Elliot. Yep. I remember. That movie made me cry. Did it make you guys cry?
Yes.
It definitely made me cry. I definitely cried.
No, I love that movie. You know, funny thing, my dad used to always take me to movies, and he took Tony to see E.T., and usually when my dad took me to movies, he used to fall asleep on the kid movies and stuff. But he stayed awake all the way through E.T. He liked E.T. more than Tony did when he came home from taking it.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
My dad was crazy about E.T. He said he was so ugly, he was cute.
It was a good movie. It was one of those heartfelt
movies. Movie.
That it was.
E.T. go home.
Go home.
I think my favorite part was when E.T. got drunk and Elliot was acting up in school.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's...
Yes.
Gary Finney said, I got E.T. on tape. That's my movie. You got it on a VHS still?
Yeah.
I remember. I probably still got it.
I know the reason I like Gary. Man after my heart. My son keeps trying to get me to get rid of my VHSs.
I still got some of mine. I still got them for, you know, hopefully my grandbaby, they'll be worth something for her. But I still got a lot of stuff for her. Elmo's, stuff that Kaylin, my daughter, had. She has all the Care Bears, all that stuff we still got in storage.
Wow.
Yep. The whole set of Care Bears, the ones that sing and everything. Oh, yeah, she got the whole set of them.
Wow.
And they're in pretty good condition and everything. So, yeah, I got them all in a trunk that I said, let me keep these stuff just in case. I got Pokemon cards that my son had. Matter of fact, I was talking to him the other day, and I said, because when he had moved out, he had, you know, put his stuff, and he threw them away. And I went through the stuff that he was throwing away. And I found these Pokemon cards, and I'm like, no, he didn't throw these Pokemon. So I kept them. Like, and this was when he was like 19, 20 years old at the time. So I still got them. So when I was talking to him the other day, She's like, Mom, let me get those Pokemon cards. I said, no. No, sorry.
You threw them away. They worth money.
Yeah, they're good daughters. They're my G babies, which is his daughter. And all going to her and whoever else come into this world as my grandchild. So, yeah, my G baby is going to be set. All right, let's get it. You up? Okay, so let's go with you, Delia.
Okay, I'll go TV this time. TV was one of the choices, right?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Who was the host of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous?
Oh, God, what's that guy's name? Oh, shucks. Tell me what. See, if you gave me a choice.
He had the fish accent.
Yeah, Lifestyles of, God.
Let me see if I could give you some clues. I got to get my 30 seconds up here.
Yeah. This is going to be one of the ones that I can't remember the guy's name. It's
just
to show everybody I don't Google.
He was an English entertainment reporter and writer from London. After beginning his career as a print journalist, first in England and then in the United States, he became best known for hosting the television series for Lifestyles of Rich and Famous from 1984 to 1995.
I can't think of Batman. Regis Philbin name keeps coming up in my head. I know it ain't Regis Philbin. And I don't know why his name keeps popping in my head and blocking out everything else.
I know Gary. I knew Gary would get it.
I know. Anybody doesn't guess. I know.
Who said I know?
I can't remember.
Rich Sister?
I can't remember. I can hear his voice, but I can't think of his name.
Okay. Any other clues you know?
I know.
Is his first name Gordon or something?
No. Go ahead, Rich Sister. Hey, Rich Sister.
Robin Leach.
Robin Leach. Okay. Lifestyles of Rich and Famous with Robin Leach.
I remember that. I used to love watching that.
Yep, Robin Leach it was. Robin Leach. Used to watch him all the time because I used to say, dang, these people live so good. all right,
now
Georgia Brown.
I'll go with movies.
Movies, okay. What planet is invaded by the Trade Federation in The Phantom Menace? Zabu, Naboo, or Kaboo?
Naboo.
Correct.
I'm a trick. I'm a Star Wars person.
I am definitely
a Star Wars person.
Yeah, see, when you choose a category and I go to it, most of the time it's multiple. You get that multiple selection. That multiple answer. So that's true.
Yeah, that sucks because even I guessed correctly on that one, and I didn't know that answer, but because it was multiple choice, I was guessing Naboo.
A multiple choice. She even seems to get them all the time. All right. I don't know if Rich Sister, are you able to talk or no, Rich Sister?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'll do TV.
TV, okay. I'm just picking up cards. I'm not looking at them first. I'm just reading them as I pick them up. What series? I thought we did that one. Well, yeah, we did. What show hosted by LeVar Burton tried to make kids excited about reading? These are so easy, you guys.
Reading Rainbow.
Dee Dee Rainbow. Hard ones next month, because it's going to be hard next month. I'm going to make sure.
You know she's only doing that because she don't have to answer the questions, y'all.
Okay.
We need to move the hosting around on Trivia Thursday. Let some of us host some trivia games for you.
We could do that. Yes, we can. We could do that.
Let you participate.
Yep, that's true. That I could win me a gift card. You're right. I don't mind that at all. All right, Zoila, what would you like?
I'll try pop culture.
Okay, pop culture it is. What is the name of the space-based satellite navigation system introduced to the public in 1996?
All right, you're going to have to repeat that question. I'm a little confused.
No problem. What is the name of the space-based satellite navigation system introduced to the public in 1996?
Satellite navigation?
Still, you got it. Mm-hmm. Yep, we use it all the time. Thirty seconds. Yep.
We use it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We use
GPS.
Yeah.
There you go.
Global positioning system. Wow.
There you go, Zoila. That's right.
Zoila is awake. Finally.
I didn't know. Voyager, Gary Finney, but GPS. Now, a global positioning system, like Zoila and Delia said, or text. All right, Delia, you up next.
Okay, I'm going to go with pop culture for 300.
Sure, 300 it is. In 1997, approximately, no, we did that one, hold on. Mark them with a pen to make sure that we did this. Okay. Lee Iacocca led what car company during the 80s?
Chrysler. Lee Iacocca, Chrysler.
Correct. Chrysler. Because these are really easy, but sometimes you forget. You know the answer, but you forget. All right, Georgia Brown, checking you up next. Chrysler, correct?
I'm going to go to movies again.
Okay, movies it is. What third movie in the 80s to star Michael Douglas, Kathleen Turner, and Danny DeVito?
Oh,
I know. But forget the names.
Yes.
That part.
Oh man, no, not Ruthless People.
And it was one of the dip. Yep, Gary Finney got it.
I knew it.
But
I didn't think of it. Oh, I know this. But I can't think of it.
It has a. I'm gonna give you a clue. It has a flower in it in the title.
Flower.
Kind of a flower in the title.
Oh man.
It's a battle.
Oh, the Battle of the Roses, not the Battle of the Roses.
Yes,
it
is the Battle
of
the Roses.
Battle of the Roses or War of the Roses?
War of the Roses. That's what it is. War of the Roses.
War of Roses. Yeah. The War of Roses. All right.
Had me scared to get married.
Exactly.
I should have stayed scared and I'd have been better.
When I saw her swinging on that damn chandelier like that, that's when I was cracking the frick up.
Oh, yes.
Gosh, it was funny. That was a good movie, though. I love that movie. Rich Sister? Oh, everybody keep dropping. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think it's the internet. It's the internet here because the wind is going like crazy. Go ahead, Rich Sister. What category would you like? I just opened up her mic. Hello, Rich Sister, you there?
Okay, Robin Leach.
Okay. She just hung up again. I guess she hasn't back the next time. All right, we back at you, Zoila.
All right. I'll take pop culture for 400, please.
Culture for 400. All right, so who took the fall for the Iran-Contra affair in 1988? Iran-Contra affair in 1988. Yep, Delia.
There was some guy like in the army. I don't remember.
Guy in the army. You're right. His last name is a direction.
Oliver North.
Yes.
Oliver North. Thank you. Great clue.
Oliver North. Not George Bush, Benny, but Oliver North.
Okay. I'll stick with pop culture.
All right. Pop culture. What famous tunnel opened in 1994?
A famous tunnel that opened in 94?
What famous tunnel opened in 1994?
See? This is another time I get shut out again because I can't. It's not the Berlin Tunnel.
It's not the Robin Williams Tunnel
here in San Francisco. Huh?
It's between England and France. That's a clue. It's a huge clue. It's not Lincoln Tunnel either. Gary Finney.
No, that's in New York.
Between England and France, the London Tunnel. Yeah, because I don't know no tunnels between England and France. That's why I just said London
either.
Tunnel. Yeah. I got no London Bridge falling down.
It is called the. Anybody know what it is?
I can't think of the name of it. I've been through it, but.
Oh Lord.
It rhymes Lord with tunnel. It actually rhymes with tunnel.
Channel with a C-H.
Correct. That is correct. It rhymes with tunnel.
What?
It's tunnel. It's called channel. Now, you're not
tunnel
over there.
Tunnel. Ooh, God, I would never.
Tunnel.
I would have never got that because I've never heard of the Channel Tunnel.
Either. Zoila, how did you get it? How do you know about
the tunnel? I don't know a lot about it. I just remember hearing that term while back. I was like, that's not a word you hear much.
Right.
Or often.
Never heard?
Okay. Or in my case, ever before today.
Okay. Well, we learned something today. What famous tunnel? I know the famous tunnel opened in 1994. Tunnel.
Between England and France.
And that ain't going to be hard to forget because it rhymes with tunnel. All right. Okay, so Georgia Brownstick.
Let me try pop.
Okay. Wait, pop. Culture, okay.
What am I talking about? TV.
Okay. Sure. What I Spy, speaking of, What I Spy co-star had a lead role in The Greatest American Hero. What I Spy co-star had a lead role in the Greatest American Hero.
That's going to stump me. I Spy in The Greatest American Hero. Well, it can't be Bill Cosby.
Nope.
He's still in prison. They did
last
not.
Last thing
I
got you got wrong.
He's a
popular actor. He's a screenwriter, a voice actor, a director, widely known for his work in television. He earned an interesting reputation for his role as Kelly Robinson on I Spy. That should give it to you right there.
Shoot. I'm drawing a brain blank.
You see his face, though, right? Not.
I can't even see his face right now. I'm like,
Okay. Anybody else know?
I ain't gonna lie.
Delia got the first name. Robert is the first name. That's correct.
Robert Mitchum?
Nope. That's what she said. Robert Mitchum. Nope. Finney got it. Gary Finney got it. It's Robert Polk.
Robert Finney.
Robert Culp, C-U-L-P, Robert Culp.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yep,
and
Robert
I'm not going to say yeah, because I sure didn't know. I forgot, I just blanked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now that you said it, it's like, yeah, that's that guy's name.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm like, you know who you are.
Hey, because he was a handsome. What'd you say?
I said, I'd be like, dude, you know who you are? Give me the answer. You already know who he is.
Him and Bill Cosby together. I love that show, I Spy. It was a great show. Okay, so Rich Sister is not here. She's still in the store. Okay, they're coming on Saturday evening. All right. So, Zoya, you're up next.
Okay. I'm going to stick with pop culture for 300.
Okay. I'm going to run out of pop culture. That's a lot of them. In what year was O.J. Simpson found not guilty for the murder of his wife? 1993? 1995 or 1997?
95.
That's correct. 1995. Delia, there's no 1995.
I remember in 94, the day that he was doing that low-speed drive on what is it, the Santa Monica Freeway, that was the same day that Tony was graduating from middle school.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. I have something to see if somebody remembers this. In the Mod Squad, we know that it was Peggy Lipton,
right.
Clarence Williams III. Who was the third actor? I can't think of his name.
Some white guy.
It's like he went off into obscurity, and nobody knows. I can't remember who he is.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh, thanks.
I don't
remember.
Right.
Some white guy.
I'm looking it up. Was it Michael Cole?
I don't know. That's the thing. Poor thing. He went into obscurity.
Yeah, it was Michael Cole.
Oh, he was fine. I remember him. He was a Jewish guy. Yep. I'm looking at the picture now. Yeah, Michael Cole. Mm-hmm. That's him. Ooh, he looked old. He didn't age very well.
He did not age very well. Clarence Williams III aged well.
Yeah, he did.
He still had it like Billy Dee.
Clarence. Well, I don't know if he still had it like Billy Dee, but yeah, okay.
No.
Not in
well,
my eyes.
But I'm saying, you know, for 81, he didn't look bad.
Yeah, for 81, no. He looked good for 81. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Cole.
You know, we tend to keep it together.
At all. His name was.
He probably aged because nobody can remember him.
Yeah.
You know, just that other guy in Mob Squad. Because I was like, I wonder if the Queens know, because I can't remember. I could see his face, but I don't remember him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see his face, but I couldn't remember his name. And I remember him having, you know, how some of those Jewish guys have that kind of coarse, curly hair. I remember him because he was kind of like, he kind of favored Tom Jones.
Yeah.
A little. So, and my sister was head over heels over Tom Jones. Every time he came on television, she was front and center. And Tom Jones still got it, though. He still got it. He's still singing. He's still making music. I like
Tom.
Tom Jones was on the NPR Tiny Desk concert
series
the other day.
You're right.
Oh, my
God. No, I didn't watch it, but it popped up because, I love Tiny Desk. And it popped up as a notification. And I said, I got to make sure that I watch it.
Yeah,
I have to watch it.
That's what happened on my phone.
I love
it. He was good. I mean, he was struggling a little bit, but, you know.
Yep. Have you guys ever watched Sandra Bernhardt? She had the show back in the day. And Nikki, and the reason why I'm saying that Nikki's coming out here, she'll be here Saturday, her and Jordan and the three big dogs,
cool.
The whole fam bam.
Wow.
And
wow.
They'll be here for the summer. But if you guys haven't checked it out, check it out. Go to YouTube, and it's the Sandra Bernhardt, and it's Nikki and Tom Jones singing.
Wow.
And I freaking love that video. It is so bomb because Nikki is just dope anyway, period, singing.
Yeah.
And then to have Tom Jones, oh, my gosh, it is so funky. Oh, you guys got to watch it. Google it. It's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorites. I tell her all the time. I say, Nikki, I love this video. But, yeah, you guys got to check it out. It's so bomb. So freaking bomb. If I was on Facebook Live, I would show it. And when I get back on Facebook Live, if you guys remind me, I will show it. But it's a dope video. You got to look it up if you have not seen it. Because Nikki is, she's just a dope singer. She really is. Somebody is hitting the number one. Let's see who it is. A 917 number. I've never seen this before. 917.
New York.
Yeah, 917.
Hi there. Hotep calling from New York.
Oh, hey, Hotep. Good morning.
Good morning. Just what's listening
in the
right now.
Morning?
Oh, thank. Oh, I'm hoping it's not just for the women. Am I okay?
No, it's Queens in the Morning is open to anybody. I was just going to say just like Kings in the Morning, but we know sometimes it's not. So,
oh, okay,
but here
okay.
It is always open to anyone. It don't matter, male, female, non-binary, whatever you want to be. Call up and hit the number one. Hey,
we don't discriminate.
We don't discriminate. Good morning to you, Auntie Lori. I don't know who Auntie Lori is. Welcome to Queens in the Morning as well. Thank you. We're doing Trivia Thursday, you guys. So if you want to participate, you definitely can. Now, we left off on if you want to participate, Hotep, we would love to get you to participate. How good are you about your 80s and 90s? You know, your trivia.
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And saying that now, I put my foot in my mouth, so I'll wait to be proven wrong.
Okay, well, let's give you a try. We have categories of movies, music, Television, sports, and pop culture. What would you like to
try? Music. Music.
Okay,
oh,
music it is. All right. And they do seem to be sometimes. Okay, so who replaced Bon Scott as lead singer of AC/DC? Who replaced Bon, B-O-N, Scott, as lead singer of AC/DC? I wasn't a fan of AC/DC, so I wouldn't even know that.
Well, as a brother, I unfortunately haven't
navigated you wouldn't know that either.
That
okay,
world
wait,
much,
let me,
so.
Let me give you a different one. Let me give you a different one. Let me give you something that we all would know. Okay, this is one. Who played the guitar solo on Michael Jackson's hit song, Beat It? It's a
Flash.
Multiple choice. Wait, nope. Let me give you a multiple choice.
Okay.
Eddie Van Halen, Sammy Hagar, or Joe Satriani.
Eddie Van Halen.
Yes, Eddie Van Halen is correct. Eddie
I needed
Van
your help, sorry. I was confidently wrong, like most men, at first.
You know what, every time.
Thank you.
You know, because I remember he was in a video, but it wasn't, it was White or Black. Was it that was the one he was in? Flash with Michael Jackson? Because I remember he, Flash was
in
the video.
Yeah, I remember him with something.
Yeah, it might have been White and Black. Yeah, that song. Okay. All right. Who did we leave off on with the Queens? Was it Zoila? Did I leave off with you?
Sister hasn't had a turn in a while because
she's not
her,
here.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
she's not here. She left. So I think we're back. We did. I think Zoila did the last one. So we're back with you, Delia.
I think so. Okay. I'll take a chance on TV again and hope you come up with one that I know.
Okay. Who played Jamie? Who played Jamie Buchman? Butchman. B-U-C-H-M-A-N, Buchman, and Mad About You.
Oh, Jesus. Jamie Buchman and Mad About You.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually watched that show, and I don't know.
Did you? I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I watched it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I
watched
that show. So I should know it.
She's famous.
Oh,
she's
God.
A famous actor. She was married to she's married to a famous actor too.
Yeah. There's gonna be another one that I don't know her name.
Can you see her face? Let me get in.
Yeah, I can see her face. Oh shit.
Describe her. Did she have blonde or brunette? Was she a blonde or brunette?
She's a brunette.
Okay. No, she's not. So you do not see her face.
Okay. Well, I'm probably mixing up my shows then.
So for that, you get... For that... it's Helen Hunt. Helen Hunt.
Oh, my goodness.
Helen Hunt.
That's such an easy name, too, yeah.
Miss Helen Hunt. Okay, Gap, you up next.
Movies, please. Going back to something easier.
Movies, okay. Michael Mann's 1989 TV movie, L.A. Takedown, was remade into what 1995 blockbuster movie starring Al Pacino and Robert De Niro?
Heat.
Yes, Heat. Good ass. All right. Heat it is. Okay, so that was the answer, Heat. Zoila, you're up next.
Okay. I'm going to stick with pop culture for 200.
Sure, no problem. What computer bug was supposed to have devastated effect Let me start over. What computer bug was supposed to have devastating effects once the year 2000 arrived?
Y2K?
Yes, Y2K. You're right.
It's 1999, you know?
Okay. Gotta wait till next month. It's not going to be this easy month. You just wait. Okay, Hotep, you're up next. Music, video, music, film, TV, sports, or pop culture?
Pop culture, please.
Okay. What popular game with disc, D-I-S-C-S, disc, what popular game with disc were banned by many schools in North America in early 1990s? Ooh. I remember that game, too.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a popular game. Not a Frisbee. Let me give you another clue, because it was a weird. It's probably something you won't get, but it was really popular. They look like, okay, this is. They look like milk caps. Let me just say that. They look like
maybe
milk
like what?
Caps.
Milk.
M-I-L-K. Milk caps.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go out on a limb and say hula hoops. That's ridiculous.
No, not, not bottle caps. Okay.
That's a
nobody,
big milk
anybody got the answer? It starts with a P. P as in Peter.
Pogs.
Yes, that's correct. Pogs. P-O-G-S. Pogs. Remember that game, you guys? It was a game children played with a circular cardboard milk caps. Players make a stack of these caps and then take turns to drop a heavier slammer object onto it, causing the caps to be disrupted. That was the name of the game. Pogs. Pogs. P-O-G-S. Pogs. AMC is down. Okay. All right, 1 minute. We're going to get up out of here. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Hotel, for coming through. Auntie Lori, thank you, Queens, for Trivia Thursday. Thank you, Gary Finney. You guys stay tuned for Kings in the Morning. Tomorrow, tune in. It's Freaky Friday, you guys. We out of here. Have a great day, and stay safe out there. Peace, y'all.
Peace.
Okay, I was seeing if he was going to cut us off. I was going to try to play the J. King Network song, Leave, but for some reason...